Episode 508, How to Beat Procrastination.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, beautiful ladies. How are you? How's your day going? Is it going really well? I mean, with these holidays, for me, it's like, is it a Monday on a Tuesday or a Tuesday on a Wednesday? I am so confused. And then with school almost being out, I don't know about you, but I am so ready for the pool, except we have more of a pool in our backyard because it's raining so much. And oh my goodness, I'm seeing the destruction that the rains are doing down south. And I want you guys to know, for those of you who are in there, we are praying for you. The devastation is horrific. And we're just praying that you get some relief and relief soon because it is devastating. So what else is keeping you busy? Are you enjoying life as a whole? Are you working on your business? Are you just getting the house to be where it wants, where you want it? And then now you've got the kids home and now you're like, oh my goodness, now I got to clean up after them every 15 minutes. Well, you know, that's called life. And all we can do is smile, right? It's all about creating your now. And for those of you who are brand new to the family, welcome. I am thrilled that you're here. I'm glad you found us. Maybe you've already had a chance to stop over at createyournow.com. I would encourage you to go there. You can sign up for some great things like the Inner Circle. We've got the AIM Academy. That AIM Academy really right now is just signing up for that you want the inside scoop. We're putting some final touches on it that will be coming out. I've got some announcements eventually coming around the corner. I'm not promising when exactly. We're trying now to work on the calendar and how it fits into the time frame. But you do want to sign up so you're the first to know. And also, if you're like, hey, Christiane, I want to talk to you. You talk all the time on the microphone to everyone around the world, but I want you to talk to me. You know what? Go over to Let's Connect and let's connect. Yes, click on there and just let me know that you want to have a little chat with me. You want a discovery call. It's free. It doesn't cost anything but your time. Okay, enough chatter about all of our domestic beauties. It just wears me out, but I know we have to get through them just like we have to dust, just like we have to do that laundry. Oh yes, and just like we have to change that dirty diaper. Oh, I do remember those days, and I do not miss those days. However, my daughter does tend to remind me, as she is in the hospital now working. She says, Mom and Dad, I promise that I will take care of you and change your diaper when you get old. I'm like, well, thank you, honey. I'm like, I don't know that I really want to be talking about this. Are you telling me I'm getting old? Yeah, you see, that's my life. All right, so let's get on with what we really need to chat about, girls. And that is how to beat procrastination. Procrastination catches us all. It catches me. All I do is say yes, 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 yes. And then I put whatever I said yes to off until right before it's due, or at least until it needs to get done. That was my life for years upon years. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get it. Got it done. I would say yes to everything. People would ask me, like, yes, I'll be there. Can you do this? Yes, I'll be there. You need 12 dozen cookies? I'll bake them. I may not sleep for the next 2 days, but you will get 12 dozen cookies. I was the yes girl. Have you ever fallen into that trap? Maybe you've had a seasons of yes, 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 yes. And what happens is when you live in those seasons and all you do is say yes, what are you not saying no to that you really should be saying yes to and saying no to everything else? How to beat procrastination. It could really be gripping. Procrastination can tear apart relationships. I've seen it done. It somewhat happened to my marriage. Now, we reconciled, of course. But it did bring into destruction within our marriage and the structure of our marriage, because you see, I said yes to everybody else. And I even said yes to my husband. But the problem was, is there was a lack of communication there where he wanted me to say no to things that I would say yes to. And so I would have my day filled with like 50 things literally that had to get done in a day. And that included taking care of 5 children and a husband with a household with 3 dogs, 2 geckos and 3 cats. Oh, yes. Just the kind of lifestyle you want to have, right? It sounds so warm and inviting. But we live those days every single time we say yes to everything. We're allowing ourselves to feed in to this whole idea of procrastination. When we procrastinate, it becomes a senseless cycle of decay, followed by worry and anxiety, leading to panic catch-up. Oh, I panic so much. And it wasn't panic like I couldn't breathe panic. It was the panic of, kids, get out of my way. I am busy. Can you just be quiet? Go read. Go do something. Go play. Just go. And I would take it out on them. I would get upset. And my husband, for no reason, my tone of voice would change. When it was simply because I had too much on my plate. I was a yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Is that a place, a feeling you desire to live in? The house of procrastination. Oh, yeah. It sounds so appealing, doesn't it? So warming, so inviting. I just want to go back and live there. Oh, no. I'm done living there. I hung up that hat many years ago. But really, when you think about it, most of us would age better, reduce our stress, and be happier if we could beat procrastination. Would you not agree? If we could just figure a way to beat it. So let's first look at what you procrastinate. Maybe it's paying the bills. Well, how does that really help? The money is gone whether you pay them now, 5 days from now, 15 days from now. The money's not going to be there. You've already budgeted it out. You already know. So let's say you get one paycheck a month. Why not pay all the bills when you get them all at one time? But I bet you most of you do not. Because it makes it seem like we have more in our checking account. We procrastinate paying the bills. And so then all of a sudden, we look at the date and it's like, oh, it's the 14th and I've got bills that are due on the 15th. Five of them. Oh my goodness, I've got to rush out to the post office. They got to be postmarked and out. Oh my goodness, do you feel your blood pressure rising already? I do. I'm turning red just thinking about it. Or maybe it's doing the infamous laundry. Oh yeah, our domestic beauties, as we like to call them here at Create Your Now. You know it has to get done whether you do it now or at 11 o'clock at night. But what do? We put it off. We do everything else. Maybe we vacuum. Why? Because we can actually see the dirt on the carpet. Whereas in the laundry room, at least it's tucked away in two little round tubes and we don't have to look at them. We may hear them, but we don't have to see them. But what good is it doing? Procrastination. Who is this helping? What is it helping? Procrastination leads to only more stress, more anger, more frustration, and more overwhelm, all adding up to being incompetent, being a failure. That doesn't feel good, does it? Procrastination gives us zero, except it just takes years off of our life. It does. Because when you're raising your blood pressure, you're changing yourself from the inside out. That's having a negative effect on your what? Your health, your well-being. So how to beat procrastination? How can you get it out of your life? Well, let me give you some few kisses on how I got it out of my life many years ago. Don't just survive, thrive. Yep, that's your kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Don't just survive, you must thrive. Number one. Ultimate number one, just say no. I'm taking a note out of Mrs. Nancy Reagan's page. Just say no. Make no a part of your vocabulary. If you want to accomplish more, do less. You've heard me say multiple times, less is more. Why is that? Focus. It allows us to focus. Every yes must be defined by 1,000 no's. Oh man, if you could live by that statement, listen to that again. Every yes must be defined by 1,000 no's. Whew. If you thought about how many yeses you've said, think of how many no's you haven't said. Oh yeah, scary thought, isn't it? But if you were to reverse it and say every yes must be defined by 1,000 no's, that tells you that you're setting yourself up of importance. what needs to happen, what is relative in your life at that moment in time, in your season. Saying no allows focus to happen on the pressing and important things in life. Setting apart your seasons. When I work with clients, one of the conversations we have is, what season are you in? And these seasons change. Sometimes a season can last for a couple days. Sometimes it lasts for months. Sometimes it can be years. And then sometimes those seasons change, meaning maybe you have a season of, let's say, a season of family and a season of change. And maybe within that season of family and change, you add on there a new job. And so it becomes a season of family change and career. And then maybe eventually that change falls away because you've developed a pattern in your life, in your schedule. And so now it's, you don't have to focus so much on that particular season of change. It's now focusing on the season of family and career. So when you know your seasons, you begin to see the importance of it. And by just saying no allows you to continue to give that focus of importance to that season. Number two, develop healthy habits. Oh my goodness, I cannot stress this enough. You know, this is really my heartbeat, isn't it? Develop healthy habits. Sleep. Did you know sleep helps you with energy management? Who would have thought? Energy management and sleep goes hand in hand. Oh, yes, it does. Moms, how much are you depriving of it? Well, when you're doing your laundry at 11 o'clock at night and you don't get to bed till after 12:30 and you think that's the norm, don't make it the norm anymore. You need sleep. Diet, and I'm not talking about the restrictive diet. I'm talking about your nutrition. You have to feel good on the inside. Let me give you an example. You can probably relate to this. Acid reflux. You know, you've stuffed yourself so much and all of a sudden you get that heartburn, you get that extra taste. You're like, why am I having dinner all over again? I used to live that life every single time I would eat. Every single time I thought it was normal. I really did. And why would I ever think that was normal? Well, because that's how we ate. And I just thought, well, that's how I was supposed to feel. So that was normal to me. Then till I realized when I went through my tornado and restructured my diet, I was like, oh my goodness, I actually feel good. Develop those healthy habits in your diet. Also, your movement. Ah, yes, your mental performance is higher with movement, daily movement, intentional movement. I'm talking about going and taking a nice walk. It doesn't have to be a full-out run and jog. You don't have to do sprints, even though those are good to do. But just having a walk every single day, making time, and it doesn't have to be for hours upon hours. I'm talking 10, 15 minutes after dinner. Take 7-minute walk away from your house and come back 7 minutes. You've already added up to 14 minutes, done. And you'll be like, oh, this was so awesome. Another healthy habit to develop, and one I specifically focus on for me personally, is spiritual reflection. Some of you all may call it meditation. Some of you may think of it as devotionals. This contributes to my overall daily performance. This is my God time, my me time. Now, oddly enough, some of this stuff I incorporate together because you're like, oh my gosh, Christiane, I can't do all this stuff. I mean, I got a family to raise. I got kids. I know, been there, doing that. But what you do is, like, for me, my spiritual reflection is sometimes done with my intentional movement. Man, when I'm running, it is me and God and maybe some traffic out there on the roads, but it's me and God time. And I focus on Him. I do make sure when I cross the street that I'm not going to get hit by an oncoming car, but I focus on that. I actually mentally review scripture in my head. I ask Him. Sometimes we have a conversation where I'm yelling at Him going, why, Lord? Why this? What did you do this for? And He makes me run harder. Yeah. It's a very interesting conversation, but it's so important to develop these healthy habits, sleep, diet, movement, and spiritual reflection. And finally, number three, surround yourself with supportive people. This is a tough one. And I say this because when we look at our families, Sometimes what we want to do in our lives, our families are not supportive. We need to have people of like-mindedness around us in order to build us up, lift us higher than what we even exalt ourselves. Okay, that doesn't mean we're putting ourselves on a pedestal. Don't get me wrong. But it does mean that we're saying, hey, you are good at what you're doing. Give yourself a little extra time. Don't beat yourself up. Okay, it's important. That's why we have Women of Impact. Come on over there to our Facebook group. The actual link is in the show notes. Just click on it. Request to join. We're there for you. You can invite anyone you would like. It's open. Some of you aren't inviting anybody. And some of that fact is because why? You need a safe place. And you don't feel like the people maybe around you are giving you that supportive environment that you so need and desire. I know for me, when I was going through my tornado, this was years back, I didn't tell my family. I told my children and my husband, but I didn't tell my family. It wasn't because I didn't want to tell my mom. I mean, I love her to death, and she would be supportive. But I didn't tell her. I didn't tell my brother and sister. I didn't tell my aunts and uncles, my cousins. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't even tell my best friends. I made this journey on my own because ultimately, I didn't want to have to play referee. I didn't want to get in between conversations of, well, honey, do you really think you need to be doing that now? I mean, you got the 5 kiddos at home, and they really need your focus. I mean, you are a stay-at-home mom. That's what you're supposed to be doing. I didn't need to be playing these kind of sayings and thoughts in my head over and over again, creating self-doubt within myself and allowing myself to just to sit there and go, am I really supposed to be doing what I'm doing? Which, in my opinion, because I was doing my spiritual reflection, I already had the direction I was supposed to be going. So why confuse it? So being able to surround yourself with supportive people, come over to Women of Impact. We're there for you. We're going to love you right where you're at. No questions asked. So that's where I didn't share because I didn't want that chaos. After I passed and did what I wanted to do and accomplished what I did, oh my goodness, I shared away. And now I share all the time. And in fact, I don't have to share. Why? Because they're asking me questions. That makes it even more exciting. How to beat procrastination. It starts with you. Don't just survive, thrive. Just say no, develop those healthy habits, and surround yourself with supportive people. You are an incredible woman. Don't ever doubt yourself of that. You may need to learn a few things extra. Maybe you need to tweak some things on maybe anger management or your tone of voice or maybe how you can keep the house a little more less cluttered. Okay, those are all about me. But the thing is if we add procrastination into our equation, we're setting ourselves up for immediate failure. God doesn't want that for you. I don't want that for you. So take time and beat procrastination today. Remove it out of your vocabulary. Begin to say no more so you can start thriving even better. You know, it's like those beautiful hibiscus trees I planted, oh, so many. It seems I plant them every year because here up north, they don't survive. So I plant them in pots and we have to repot them every single year. And last year we did a whole episode on that. I'll put that in the show notes. But I think about those hibiscus. And when they're put in the right size pot, giving the right amount of soil and the right fertilization with the right amount of water, the perfect touch of sunshine, with the perfect amount of shade, these hibiscus can thrive. They don't just survive, they thrive. So that's what you can do today. You can thrive when given exactly what you need. God's already given it to you. It's just whether or not you're willing to tap into it. So go out today, be present, be incredible. Most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.